I'm Jasmine Garst. Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. You know what they say, don't blame the player, blame the game. And here's a great game, Ask Me Another, a game show on NPR. Do you know what it means to jump the shark? Can you name commercial jingles sung in Italian? Music games, puzzles, and trivia of all sorts. Play along with Ask Me Another at npr.org/podcasts. Hey guys, guess what I did this weekend? Nothing. Because Felix went to Austin, Texas to cover the annual South by Southwest Music Festival, and I stayed behind to keep an eye on things here in DC. From what I hear, there were so many Latin bands performing that Felix had to call in some help, so we have a very special guest host this week. Sit back and enjoy the music and the musicians they discovered. Felix, take it away from the streets of Austin.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, coming to you from Austin, Texas, the site of the annual South by Southwest Music Festival. This is where we come every year to scope out new bands, new sounds, and grab a bunch of interviews. So what we're going to do is we're going to be joined by an Austin native, musician, Gina Chavez. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so before we do that, we got to talk about that this is a big week for you. Because the Austin Chronicle newspaper every year does a reader's poll asking people who their favorite musician is for the year. And this year, it's you, and we couldn't be happier. Congratulations, you are the Austin Musician of the Year.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we saw my face actually on the cover of the South by Southwest insert. So it's been wild seeing people walking around with this paper and, you know, being the Musician of the Year. Honestly, there's so much great talent in the city. I mean, it could be any one of us, and it's quite an honor to know that the fans out there are loving Latin music in Austin.
So, Album of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Latin Band of the Year.
Latin Band of the Year.
And Musician of the Year. Yeah. Crazy.
That is awesome.
Qué locura.
The cool part is walking around and watching everybody carry this
paper. Yeah, I know.
With your face on it, man.
Oh my God, it's so weird. Every time I look around, I'm like,
So we're going to take off, and we're going to go out and find some bands, and then we'll get together, see who we found, what kind of music we found, play some music, and then we'll go from there.
Que comience la fiesta!
I'm Alex Chavez, and I'm with the band Los Santos Santibir Orquesta.
Okay, we're on Taqueria Chapala on the east side of Austin on Cesar Chavez Boulevard, and we're with Alex Chavez.
Yep, here in East Austin. There are a number of taquerias around here, but this is one I like to come to when I'm in town.
Okay, so I saw you guys the other night, and it was the first time I saw you, and the first thing that came to mind was, this is a cumbia jam band.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's an element to that because there isn't a lot of singing. I mean, only a few songs actually like feature vocals, so a lot of it is instrumental. So I think you can walk away with that, a sense of that, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me about the band. How long have you guys been together now? A friend of mine, Catalina Maria Johnson from Chicago, telling me that you guys are quite accomplished in huapango and traditional Mexican music, son jarocho, huapango. Tell me a little bit about the guys in the band and what your past musical experiences are.
Yeah, sure. So we've been around, you know, in May officially about 2 years, and we've done a lot of work around town, playing the club circuit, festivals, etc. And, you know, we sort of come together really known each other from these different musical worlds. So the bass player, Jaime, and Iracani Ferreira, who's the guitarist, they've been playing Mexican roots music for a very long time, as have I, and that's how I met them, playing huapango, son jarocho, and there in Chicago there's a big scene for Mexican roots music. That's how we met, Iracani and I in particular, wanting to do a project together, not sure what it was going to be, and it turned into this. And the other members, Pete Maestro Vale, who's the conguero, percussionist, he's a salsa guy. He's Puerto Rican, Chicago through and through, and he's played Latin jazz, salsa. That's in his wheelhouse. And the other guy, the drummer, Daniel Villarreal Carrillo, who you met with Mucapasa, and as you can tell from Mucapasa to Los Santos, that guy does it all. He's a rock guy, he's a jazz guy, he does Latin stuff, he does everything. And so his musical background is pretty diverse, and he brings that to the table as well. Yeah.
And then the final, most important question, how were the tacos?
Oh, they're really good. So this is one place where you can get, I'm vegetarian, so it's one place you can get a decent vegetarian taco for sure here in East Austin. Right on.
Okay, Alex, which song are we hearing from your album right now?
Yeah, so this is La Diablera. It's a cumbia, and it's got, you know, your farfisa organ and electric guitars on it, and a little bit of singing on it. Kind of a psychedelic kind of jam, cumbia, for sure.
Would it be accurate for you to say that you're noticing more bands from around the world since you've been paying attention to South By?
I think the Latin music scene in particular is, you know, is starting to flesh out a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, it's also just from our aspect, it's kind of like Austin's kind of a sleepy town. You know, it's like we think we're big, but you know, our airport's like a bus station. You know what I mean? And so it's like, it's interesting that the world comes to us, and it's really the world.
And they're doing the same thing everyone else is doing. They're setting up interviews, promoting their albums.
Yeah.
They're running around all over town.
Yeah, it's been madness.
In that spirit, we caught up with a guy from Spain by the name of Macaco. We had to track him down at the Hilton, in one of the conference rooms because he was just so busy this week.
One of the cool things about Macaco is I actually first recognized his voice from a Spanish band called Ojos de Brujo, and I was familiar with their music, and so when I started listening to Macaco, I was like, wait, I recognize that voice. Macaco's personal background is a lot like his music. It's this mixture of European, African, and Latin influences. And he described that it seems to happen often in Spain because Spain is kind of this bridge between Europe and Africa. And so it's something that actually came out for him not only as a musician now, but it's a reflection of his background, of the music he heard as a child.
When you are when I was a kid, my family, they were musicians. And at the beginning, you don't really want to look to your roots. You know, to the things that you have, you say, no. It's over there, it's over you, you know, it's in your skin, in your ADN. But you really don't want to see it too much, no? And first I look outside a lot, you know? I live in different countries, always looking, you know, more the Anglo music. But then I start realizing all the things the were with me that makes part of my personality. For example, rumba catalana. Rumba catalana is a kind of music that is como una hermana, como like a little sister or little brother of rumba latina and reggae, because the rhythm, for example, of rumba is called ventilador. That is, it goes like this, no? Something like that. It's not so easy to do it. But if you do it as slower, it becomes very easy, like a reggae, you know? If and then you have the chop of the reggae. So a lot of melodies and rhythms that comes from rumba latina, rumba catalana, or reggae, you can change it to one style to the other, no?
This is Macaco and a track called Semillas.
Alterada, plastificada, fruta tintada, con sabor a nada, bien hinchada. La bruma de la noche es gas por la mañana. La primavera se confunde, el invierno engaña. El calor de enero no abriga nada al alma. Olores envasados, flores al psiquiatra. El gato no maulla, el bosque se calla. El perro clonado que no ladra. La luna duerme inquieta, la tierra violada. Exilio al campesino, la huella vacía que todo lo mata. La cola entre las piernas, la planta tumbada. La abeja suicida con miel en las alas. Fábricas de hielo, paisajes al destierro. Cuando la muerte venga a visitarme, no habrá tierra donde enterrarme, no. Se clavan en floreros, campos sin agujeros, el pan sin cada día, las verdades en los huesos, abrochen cinturones, turbulencias en los cuerpos, la duda no existe en su cuaderno de vuelo, insomnio del respeto, el miedo entre sus manos, la puesta al sol, ellos la han ganado, la manzana no se pudre, estaciones de 10 meses, 100 grados en diciembre, la piel de la tierra escuece, ácido en el suelo, el aire sabe a fuego. Cuando la muerte venga a visitarme, no habrá tierra donde enterrarme, no. Yeah.
In addition to bands from around the world, there were also bands from Austin, some local treasures, and one of them was one of your favorites.
Cilantro Boombox.
Now, we visited with them in the Alt Latino Mobile Studios, and we spoke with Felix Pacheco, Joe Woolard, and Joshua Thompson.
Yeah, we asked them about their transition from a more computer-driven EDM sound to just fantastic musicians making exciting music on stage.
Hey, my name is Felix Pacheco. I play bass and I do production and Cilantro Boombox. So Cilantro Boombox started as an electronic project originally. It was just, let's write music that we can DJ, and it was a studio project and evolved into a band, but it always had the electronic factor of it. It was a computer and we were all following a computer, and we took the computer away. And taking the computer away, I get to just focus on playing bass and singing, while also we have a drummer. And Eduardo just plays drums. He triggers a lot of the samples, but it gives us the freedom to just jam and be more of a live band too, right, and focus on just having fun.
So we talked a little about the boombox. Let's talk about the cilantro. And I guess what I mean by that is cilantro boombox, like obviously this is a part of the Latin alternative scene that's happening in Austin. Tell me a little bit about how you view that scene, or maybe your place in that scene here.
Remember, I moved to Austin in 2010, and that was the first thing that blew me away. You walking down the street and you hear some cumbia. But then I remember going to see Ocote Soul Sound, and they would throw down. They would go from cumbia to salsa to some Latin soul, and it was really interesting. Not only the bands were there, but there was a climate that allowed those bands to exist, because you have a crowd that comes see it, and the crowd wasn't a Latin crowd necessarily. It was everybody. And then finding guys that are into Afrobeat, and I've always wanted, maybe I think the goal was just to do music, period. And the Latin stuff is just impossible to get away from. The crowds in Austin allow you to go that route without being set in a box of, oh, you just do Latin music.
Yeah. Well, and at the same time, here we are at South by Southwest, and there's so many new sounds coming, and the ability to walk around the streets and hear not only, you know, cumbia, like you said, but so many other sounds and completely different things that you may not even be able to describe without hearing them. So talk to me a little bit about how that experience here as a local artist, but then having the world come to you, you know, how does that influence your music, or maybe even how we, how we as local artists play music when the rest of the world leaves and we go back to our sleepy Austin.
My name is Joe Woolard. I play flute, tenor sax, and baritone sax with Cilantro Boombox. We get to preview a lot of the things that are going to be the biggest thing in the world in a couple of years, you know. And it's just, you don't even have to try that hard. You could be walking in a grocery store and hear some fantastic band, you know. So it's, we take it for granted sometimes because it can be a hassle just doing our normal life in town. But it's fantastic being in a place where it literally does come to you.
It's just inspiration everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You're home, and there's a bunch of bands that come in and do a lot of cool stuff, and then they leave, and you're like, man, why can't I do that? I mean, I think this band started by seeing some stuff at South By and being like, man, I want to do something kind of like that. And then, of course, you add your own flavor. And well, no, we didn't steal it from somebody, but we stole it from somebody.
There's also, like, we do our thing, too, showing what we can do.
Exactly. It's like when you're in high school, right? And you have your freshman class and you're a nobody. And then, like, as you rise up and you're like the seniors and you rule the school, yeah, and it's like everybody's doing cool things. I kind of feel like we're all in that same sphere, you know, that this is part of the new generation of Austin. And we're making waves, you know, and bringing cultural differences too that, you know, kind of the old guard is not, you know, they don't really represent, you know, and so it's really interesting to kind of see like our class starting to rise and, you know, each of us starting to make waves. And I think it's that same thing, right? And now we're starting to take on the responsibility of, this is our town, you know, this is our music, and we've got to show the world that we can bring it too, you know.
And doing collaborations, we've done it with you. You've been on stage with us a couple times.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I blocked it from my memory.
I'm still hurting from that because I remember I haven't danced as hard on stage as I did when you were on stage.
Oh my God, that was
a great show.
That was great. It was funny because that was actually a moment too, I think, for growth that, you know, here it was one of these things where it was like a challenge because Andres, you know, the lead singer, he couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. And so you had asked me to fill in for the show so you didn't have to cancel the show or whatever. And of course, you know, I'm like, oh my God, you know, I've got to learn this whole new material. And I, you know, as a lead, I know what that means. Like you're the energy, people are watching you. You have to know the lyrics, obviously, you know? And so I definitely kind of took that responsibility, but that was the first time I've been on stage for a whole set and not played an instrument. And I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. I could just dance around and have a blast, you know? So, and then I started kind of taking that to my band. I was like, okay, let's do a couple songs where I can just be free of an instrument and just dance. And, you know, so that was a learning experience. And one of those things that could have been, you know, you could have seen it and said, oh, we can't do the gig, you know, but instead you kind of allowed me to come along for the ride. And
oh, we had a blast.
Yeah,
it was like remixes and covers of our songs. It was pretty cool.
Well, on that note, we really appreciate you guys coming in and wish you all the best at South By and beyond.
Likewise.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.
Okay, now a track from Cilantro Boombox, and it's called This Is All Around.
Hey guys, it's Jasmine, and I just want to interrupt Felix's fun little moment with Gina Chavez to tell you about a great game show here on NPR. It's called Ask Me Another. Do you know what it means to jump the shark? Can you name commercial jingles sung in Italian? I can't. If you listen to Ask Me Another at npr.org/podcast, you'll get really good at it, and trust me, it's a really fun show.
Oh,
Okay, Gino, were you in the office, in the production office, whenever the Brazilian band A Prana do Sol came by to record a video?
Actually, we had to leave right before that, so I'd love to hear about it.
Okay, these guys came in with a bunch of, they came in with a guitar, an acoustic guitar, but with a bunch of bags and boxes containing like cans with rocks in them, toys, a bicycle horn, and this little tiny tricycle with a bicycle rim mounted on top. Those were their instruments, their percussion instruments. They had created a band that is built almost completely with found instruments. And I had a chance to talk to them afterwards, and I asked them where they came up with the idea and what are some of the sounds that come from that stuff.
Yeah, my name is Alexandre Kumpinski from the band Apanhador Só.
And my name is Felipe from the band Apanhador Só too.
I think there existed some artists that has already done then before, and the work of this artist we like a lot. And after that, I think it's a way of thinking that you don't have to do the things how you expect the things have to be done.
What is your favorite instrument that you like to play that's not an instrument?
I like the bicycle. It's a lovely instrument, and I like the sound too.
So the bicycle is a bicycle rim without the tire that you spin, and you use a stick to tap as it spins and then across the spokes so that it makes a sound like a wheel or a shaker. How would you explain? How do you think the sound? What does it sound like?
The bicycle, yeah. Yes, is like a. I don't know. Do you think about the sound of bicycle?
I don't know how to say the name reco reco in English. It's an instrument in Brazil. It's called reco reco. It's like a metal
reco.
Or the two, you can have the reco reco sound or the shh sound.
You guys do it together then. Reco and the shh.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Brazilian band A Prana do Sol and their track Bem Me Leve.
Eu pensava ter uma bicicleta e pedalar. Até a tua rua, dizer que ainda sou tua. Eu queria ser um avião bem leve pra sobrevoar o teu terraço e tapar teu sol. Tu perceber que sem eu aí não tem ninguém pra te aquecer. Que sem eu aí não tem ninguém pra te aquecer.
Felix, you were going to tell me about a band from Portugal that you saw. I'd love to hear about them.
This is a band called Buraca Som Sistema. And Portugal is primarily known, well known for fado music, which is a beautiful, almost bolero type music, but it's not really known for contemporary sounds, at least not until you meet Buraca Som Sistema. And I caught up with them before their gig. I talked with the guitar player who calls himself Rui and the arranger and leader of the band who calls himself El Conductor. Now, consider the history for a second, and particularly colonialism and Portugal's presence in Africa and the country of Angola. Well, Buraca Som Sistema is a cultural legacy of that history because Rui told me that they based their music largely on the Kudura music of Angola, as well as contemporary club music that they hear over the internet and from around the world.
Okay, the fast version, because it's a long story, is like that there's a lot of Angolans living in Portugal, a lot of cultures mixing, like Indian, Mozambique, Cape Verde, Angola. So we grew up with that. We found this rhythm in the beginning of the 90s called Kuduro, coming from Angola. So it's basically Angolan kids trying to make techno, but they really can't escape their influences. So it comes out a little bit more African than usual. So we just mixed that with some more European tendencies, if you will, and Buraca was born.
As you know very well, Gina, South by Southwest can be a launching pad for careers. There are a lot of industry people here. It just takes one viewing by one artist and a right person, and the career can take off. And more people from other countries are realizing that. Just to be able to introduce their music to people here in this country. And Buraca Som Sistema is part of that wave because they're very well known in Portugal and different parts of Europe, but they're not so well known here, and they hoped their performances here would change that.
Yeah, it's like a bipolar reality, really. It's like we're huge in Portugal, we're kind of cool in Europe, and then we're just beginners in the States. We've been here, of course. We've done Hardfest, we've done Artship as well. It was crazy. We've played the volleyball room, lots of gigs in the U.S., but the U.S. is gigantic, so we're just a drop in a country full of wonderful musicians. So it's cool. We're getting into the fight, and I think every show that we've give in the U.S. was really amazing, really well received. So it's a new experience basically for us. Our album was out in September last year in Europe and went really well. So it's pretty new for you guys. So let's see how it goes tonight. We've played a couple of shows here in South by Southwest and they were really cool.
This is the international sound of Buraca Som Sistema and their track, Stupid.
Soccer, as on top, Bangladesh.
We trekked down to South Congress, which is about a mile or so away from the downtown area, to see Nina Diaz, the lead singer for Girl in a Coma, to perform some stuff that she's doing on a new solo album.
It was really great because Nina and I have been crossing paths on the music scene for a while. She's from San Antonio, and we've been on a lot of the same bills together, but because of the life of a musician, a lot of times we miss each other, actually seeing each other perform. So I was blown away. I mean, her stage presence, and I feel like this new solo project kind of really lets her, I don't know, let loose in a different way. And I was really excited to talk to her after the show about her upcoming solo project and a new album that's coming out that's representative of a very personal journey for her.
Well, this has been, I guess, 2 years in the making, really, because I think it's kind of a natural thing for bands that have been together for so long for the front person to kind of do their own solo thing. And even though we haven't really gotten like the climax of success with Girl in a Coma, we've kind of, you know, we're doing a good job, and we've been together for 13 years, you know, like 14 years now. Shoot, a really, really long time. It's like a marriage. So I just decided, we had a good talk, and I was like, I think it's time for me to do a solo thing. And I was also personally struggling with addiction, and I'm actually, I say 2 years in the making, because I'm actually going to be 2 years sober on the 25th of this month of March.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And it's kind of just a part of me growing as a woman too, you know, because being 13 years old, having these, being surrounded by older people all the time, it gets to you, you know, really fast. And right now, I think it's my time, and I just turned 27 years old. You know what they say, when you're 27, you kind of really do come into your own. I felt it, like on my birthday, which is March 14th. I have two birthdays, my sober birthday and my real birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, I made it. And now I just gotta make it to 28. But, you know, I felt it on my birthday. I was like, I feel like this tingling in my body, like, and then my solo record's coming out in the summertime, and it just feels really, I'm very, very grateful, and I'm very grateful to God and to my family and friends for all the support that they've given me that I'm alive, you know, because I was really down that road where anything could have happened, you know, so I'm really grateful that I have my mind intact, that now I can write and sing about everything that I went through, so hopefully it can inspire somebody else that listens to it to do what they want to do, to talk about what they need to talk about.
And now a sneak preview of a song from the upcoming album by Nina Diaz. This was recorded live in Austin and is called Rebirth.
What you think of me? Oh, I'm back from the dead like I told you, friend. I will not love you until you are my enemy. I'm back from the dead like I told you, say it loud, son. Don't be proud, son. Tell them all what you think of me. Oh, 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 oh. Say it loud, son. Don't be proud, son. Tell them all what you think of me. And the joke is yet to me. Just try to say it.
Gina, I think if this music thing doesn't work out for you, you got a nice career going here as a music journalist. But I say that, but man, having sat through your showcase, the room was so crowded and everybody was there to see you and they just loved every note that you played. It was just really a powerful performance. So you're a double threat. You got this journalist thing going on and you got the music happening. Did you enjoy yourself interviewing people?
Yeah, this is great. Well, it's so funny because this is actually what I went to school for. So I was a journalism major at the University of Texas. Something paid off.
You did a great job. We want to thank you for joining us. And again, congratulations on all the accolades this week. We want to remind you that you can hear all the music that you've heard on the show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And also, don't forget to contact us, Facebook and Twitter. Tell us what you think of the music. Tell us about bands you think we should cover. Tell us about bands you think who should be at South by Southwest next year. Jasmine Garz will be back next week. I'm Felix Contreras, reporting from the streets of Austin.
This has been Alt Latino. Jazz always wants to get the last word in, so I figured I would channel her. Love you, Jazz.